Chapter 15. Time Travel on Purpose. A few days after his talk with Rupert Griffin, Sage sighed and decided to make the leap. After all, they'd been foreshadowing it long enough, through several books if his memory served him correctly, and the only time travelers so far had been a villain plotting to destroy the Earth and the Blue Thread team which followed him, trying to undo the damage. And of course, Rupert Griffin, creator of Unvirtual Time Travel, we take you there. And recently, Sage himself, in his involuntary trips to some unimaginable far future. As a writer, Sage could see that this potential cornucopia of meanings, adventures, and new plot twists had been sadly underutilized. Mumbling under his breath, he sifted through various periods he might be interested in. Late 1100s to early 1200s, a fascinating time. Though he didn't know much about specific years, the whole long medieval era intrigued him. I would have felt at home there, he thought. A good place for a wandering minstrel or storyteller or knight errant. He had always been a bit errant, erring into odd places, and now, it appeared, into odd times as well. 1492 or 1620? Meh. Though perhaps he could do something to stop the problem before it began. He had a quick vision of himself standing on the seashore, yelling at an approaching ship or ships, "Plague! Run! Run for your lives!" But for his first venture into other elsewhens, he wanted something less participatory, more observational. 2024. Strange historical changes and anachronisms were happening there. Things that would be interesting to an amateur historian such as himself. Very amateur, but also very intrigued by the ways the craziest things came to be accepted as normal. Doesn't everybody shrink heads? And also the way certain behaviors and attitudes came round and round again like a particular spotted horse on a merry-go-round. At the thought of horses, he lost concentration for a moment. Where was No Name Stupid? He didn't really feel like himself without Stupid. But there would be time for that. Probably all the time in the world. It would be interesting to see what Stupid, or the various versions of him, if such existed, had been getting up to. There was something of historic significance going on in Gaza 2024, though he wasn't quite sure what. A major shift, something that could bring on either an actual and final apocalypse, or a new birth for humanity, the creatures, and planet Earth herself. Footnote: not like the baby apocalypse he had already participated in and, with the help of his friends, narrowly averted. See The Book of Squiddly Light, Volume 2 of the Sage Chronicles. He didn't know much about the details, but his unerring intuitive sense told him that this was one of the great branchings of human history, and that it could go either way. It would certainly be interesting, and perhaps he could help somehow. Suddenly, Price Check was there.
No!
He cried in sheer hair-standing-on-end horror.
No! Not 2024! Sage, come back!
It was too late.